But Father, let me speak your word today, Father. Let me illustrate, let me teach your word today, Father, that you have brought to me, Father, in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I can see the words. Oh, there we go. There we are. They're a little blurry. There we go. I had received the word and was redirected. Redirected to the parable of the four soils. And I just want to go over the four soils. And that's in Matthew 13, right at the beginning. And that same day, Jesus came to the house and sat by the lake. Well, anyway, a little bit about Matthew. Of course, Matthew obviously was a Jewish tax collector. And it's kind of funny to me that when he selects, I mean, there was other Jewish tax collectors at the time, but he selected Matthew. And probably the purpose was this. I mean, you know, Jesus sees the plan, if you will. He knows the plan, but of course Matthew had no idea. And of course, writing a book and have it, you know, in the Bible, who could even imagine that? But anyway, he was, of course, a hated tax collector. And because he would obviously tax the Jews, right? And if your tax was 100 and he could get 150 out of you, and he could pocket 50. So, I mean, that was pretty much known throughout the Jews. So he was hated for that. Of course, Rome got the 100 and he kept the 50. But and then you have other fishermen. You have Peter and Andrew and James and John that were fishermen that actually businesses and, you know, was in fact he one of them that actually taxed them. You know, it was kind of funny that here where they are now as all disciples, and here they are with the Messiah. Here they are with someone that, you know, their religion, their what they were taught as their whole life, even their ancestors, as they say, even their fathers and fathers and fathers before them, waited for the Messiah. And here he was. Here he is. He's right in front of them. But here he selects fisherman, tax collector. And it's kind of funny that here they are now, one of his disciples, 12 of the disciples. And so here they are, and he's teaching them. And he got into the boat, and he sat. And while the people stood on the shore, he told them many things. But now he's going to teach them in parables, right? But in parables, he's kind of changed his teaching method, right? Because the first, you could say the first 12 chapters of Matthew, but when he gets to 13, he changes it just a little bit because now he speaks in parables. But parables are about, well, things that we know, of common things, if you will, right? But it's alongside, he's talking about something else because he's talking about the kingdom of God. Okay, so in this one, in this sower and the seed, he goes out and he says, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and he was scattering the seed, and some fell on the path. The birds came and ate it up, and some fell on rocky, and some fell on shallow ground. And then as the sun came up, the plants were scattered, and then they were withered because they had no root. I'm sorry, they were scorched and had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 and 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear. So, of course, that's his first parable. That's what he comes out of the gate with, if you will, right? So, of course, and in verse 10, the disciples come to him, and, of course, they ask, why do you speak to the people in parables? Well, because he hasn't done that, and now he's going to, but he explains why he does this, okay? And if you, like it says, if you have ears, you want to hear, if you want to know what's going on, you may lean a little closer, you may be asked the questions that you don't understand, right? So in parables, though, that's what the good soil does. Now, the other side of that is, you may be curious of what's going on, but you don't have, well, I want to say, the good soil. You don't really care. It pleases you. What is he saying? That's nice to hear. But then again, it doesn't grasp on anything. There's nothing in there to really take hold of it. There's no root. But the disciples ask, right? Because nobody, it doesn't say that anybody asks, why are now you speaking in parables? Because he has taught. Up to this point, he has taught. But now he speaks in parables. But he replies, because knowledge and the secrets, and that word secrets in verse 11, in King James, I think it says mysteries. In the Amplified, it says mysteries, right? Of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. And who's he talking about, to them? He's talking about the other people, right? Because now, okay, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, you have been given the secrets. Why? Because you want to know. Because you have good soil. You want to know what's going on. You want to listen to the word, okay? But not to them, because they don't want to know. They just want, is this the Messiah? Is this Elijah? Who is this? Who's talking to him? Yeah, they have questions of who he is. They're curious, but they're not hearing the word. They're not hearing the message. And Jesus goes on, whoever will be giving more, and who will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Okay, so he explains why he does this. And then it goes on. It quotes, though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. Okay? In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Elijah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Okay, now at that time, Elijah was talking obviously of Israel, okay? And in that time, God speaks to Isaiah and tells him, hey, I want you, you're the messenger, I want you to speak this message to Israel. Okay, of course, first he doesn't want to, but he does. This is exactly what he does. And that's where that quote comes from, because they were calloused, right? And then what happens to Israel? Right, they get taken away, right? They get punished, if you will. But he had a chance. He spoke to them what was happening. And all they had to do was open their eyes, open their ears, and open their heart. That's all they had to do. But in sometimes, right, they can't see. You can't see the trees through the forest. You can't see the forest through the trees. You can't see that. But here it is. The Messiah is in front of them, speaking to them. Then he goes in verse 16, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Again, he's talking to the disciples. Okay, they're hearing him. Their hearts are open. Their ears are open. Their eyes are open. They're understanding what he's saying. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it. And to hear what they hear, but did not hear it. They longed. The prophets got the message. They delivered the message. But here it is. Here's now the kingdom of heaven is coming. Okay, and again, in all of 13, he's talking in parables, and that's what's going to happen. He's comparing the kingdom of heaven with that. Okay? Then in 18, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom, okay, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom, okay, and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart, the evil one. So the devil still plays a hand in it. He's still there, okay? He's still in it. The seed along the path comes and snatches it away from the sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path, right? The path, a worn path. You could even say a sidewalk, right? Hard as cement. Okay, in Jesus' time, it was the they didn't walk in the road, they walked on the side, right? Creating a sidewalk, if you will. But that became trampled down, and it did become hard, almost hard as concrete, almost. Okay? But no seed can grow in that. If you threw seed on the sidewalk out here, it's not going to grow. It's not. Seed, birds are going to come down, and he compares those to the evil one, right? To Satan, comes down and snatches it away from him. Okay? The seed falling on the rocky ground, okay, refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Okay, so here you are. You're going to church now. You're every Sunday now. You've gone for 10 Sundays in a row. Yay. You're going there. You're thinking about joining a ministry. Everything is good. And then what happens? Okay. People at work, your family, right? At school, wherever, right? They're like, oh, calling you church boy, church girl, whatever, right? Right? And now you're getting a little teased. But now what happens? You start falling away, okay? No, I'm not. I'm tough, right? The world. Don't let the world tell you what to do, okay? That's what happens. That's what happens when you walk away. When you, they're going to steal your joy, right? That's what happens, okay? But the root isn't. The word in you is not too deep yet, okay? It's not too deep, and that's what he's talking about, okay? But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away, okay? And then the third, the seed falling among the thorns refers to anyone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Okay, so what happens? Okay, you get the word, it's the word, the word's good. The sower's good, the word's good, but what happens? Okay, it's the soil again, or you could say it's the people, right? Worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Okay, what happens? Okay, they call those many gods. You're following many gods, deceitfulness of wealth. Okay, you're looking for other. You're looking for word in other places and not the word, okay? You're going in another way, okay? It's called the deceitfulness, the worries of this life, okay? Deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the fourth soil, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. Now, how do you understand it? How do you get that understanding? Well, obviously, coming to church, right? Pastors, right? Preaching, elders preaching, right? Explaining the word, Bible study, right? Sunday school, right? We have all these different wonderful, wonderful teachings, right, that we can do that you can explain and ask questions to. Okay, then what happens to your soil? What happens to it? Okay, understands it. Okay, the seed falling on good soil refers to anyone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. Okay? But that's good soil. The good soil is only going to produce 100, 60, or 30 times. Okay? Everyone's not 100. Everyone's not 60. Everyone's not 30, okay? Still, 30 is a good crop. 60 is a good crop, but 100-fold? So one seed will produce 100-fold, okay? Now, Jesus, of course, was the sower, was the farmer, right? But then if you refer to anyone who teaches, anyone who preaches the word, okay, is the sower of the word, right? Anyone, all these wonderful churches that are out here that preach the word of God, right? And what happens to them? Okay, the word is the word, okay? But what's the soil? What's the difference in the soils? Okay, there's four different soils. There's four different peoples, four different types, okay? And that's what he's saying. He's saying you can't be responsible. The sower is, if you're preaching the word, you're preaching the word. If you're given the word, you're given the word. Amen? Okay, and if you're not, then you're not. Okay? And again, he talks about excuse me. He said, it's sometimes an outward appearance that counts for very little, and that's what he's talking about. Okay, that's the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's what he's talking about. The outward appearance doesn't mean an inward look. You know, you're looking at outward. It doesn't mean that what's on the inside, what's on the outside of them is on the inside of them. And that's what he's talking about. Okay, but he goes on. There's other parables that he goes on. But in that one, he's trying to reference no matter what you're going to do. Now, you got to understand the disciples at this time, right? Because they're what's going on? And again, they ask him. They go in and ask him, why are you teaching in parables? Why are you changing? But because they'll always wonder. Though they may be curious, they're not. It's going to separate, you could say, the wheat from the chaff. Okay? It's going to separate who is going to go to the Word, who's going to be in the Word, who's going to do the Word, versus someone who's going to fall away. Okay? When does that happen? Who knows? Okay? But that's what he's talking about. Okay? Nobody here, but that's what he's talking about. All right? Now, a lot of this is the willingness, okay? Because I myself probably didn't have the willingness to listen, okay? I mean, when you're a teenager, who does, right? You don't have that willingness to listen, especially to your parents, okay? But as you get older and you realize, hey, some of that made sense, you know, that maybe I should save a little bit of my money, you know, for when I had an emergency. You know, that's going to pay off. You know, I'll have something to repair my car or maybe even buy a car or something, you know. That's probably good advice that I should use. But you can't see that, right? You can't see that from that, I would say, rainy day, right? That's never going to happen, okay? Jesus separates, he talks to us as we are the good soil, right? But he chooses the disciples. They are the good soil. They're the ones that are going to produce 100-fold. They're the ones that go out. And you can, if you look back on them as fishermen, as you could almost say simple people, just regular old guys, right? That's really what they were, okay? But they went on to produce what? What happened to the kingdom of heaven? What happened to Christianity? Right? Look at all these wonderful churches that are built here in the Southeast here or in Florida or even in St. Pete. Right? What has happened there? Right? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that this would have gone on? Right? So you don't know. As you preach, as you teach, you don't know what soil you're going to land the word, the seed into. You don't know what's going to happen. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I have an illustration for you. Is Trinity? Trinity's not here. Trinity left me. Oh, there she is. Trinity. This is when you plant, this is what you harvest. It's on our marquee. Okay? So if we plant one seed of, let's say, corn, one seed of corn, what's going to be our harvest? She was going to keep it. Oh, dear. So from one seed, right, you'll get 100-fold return. You see that? Not the 60, not the 30, that one seed, that good soil. I think those go out a little. Okay, there we go. Oh, just the front row, now the third row. Okay, nobody in back, apparently. So, thank you, Trinity. Thank you. She volunteered him back. She didn't want it to be heavy. I said, it's not heavy, Trinity. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's not heavy. See, that one seed, you get 100-fold. That may be even more. That may be 150, maybe 200. Okay. Okay, part of the cutbacks. That's don't open that up here. Don't open it up. Kurt will have a heart attack. No, don't. Wait till we get outside. Wait till we get outside. Well, there we go. Thank you, Trinity. And you get to keep one, too. So, look at that. Amen. Thank you, Trinity. Thank you very much. Prayer. Oh, you did keep one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Payment. That's payment. Payment for work. All right. Thank you, Trinity. So, in conclusion, okay, in my illustration, you can see the good soil are the people, but those people, you can't choose, you don't know what they are, but you have to. The sowers, the leaders, the teachers, the preachers, preach the word of God, okay? You teach it, and the soil is the people. You can't control the soil of the people. You can't do that, but when it happens, you get so blessed. Amen? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That is, I know my missus isn't here. I had some other verses, but she's been trying to